Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It ain't easy now. How could I move forward when I keep looking backward? I'm just standing still. How can I fight this obsession? Have I not learned my lesson? Maybe I never will.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, thanks for joining us for another edition, a Friday edition of the show, formerly known as We Run the North during the offseason. We just known as the Homies. And with me, of course, you can't have a show called The Homies without the homies. I got the homie B-Dirt. What's good, B-Dirt?
What's going on, Tate? Just, you know, licked my wounds a little bit for a day or two, but no sulking. We had a good year, so we're back to business. Looking forward to the draft.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you guys did have a good year. It's kind of messed up. That you can't blame it on Osai. I mean, he was just playing football, but
no.
I kind of blame it on that punt right down the middle, man. It allowed him to get in position, though.
And listen, I think Osai showed a lot of good strides this year. I think he's going to be a good additive for our team. I'm like, you know, pick him up. Let's go to the next one. We all make mistakes. There's 128 snaps in that game.
That has to be the attitude. What's up, John C, man? Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
But Big G, what's good, man?
What's crackin' Tate, man? I'm ready to talk some NFL football, definitely talk some draft stuff, talk some moves, and let's get it in and move on with the Homies podcast.
Okay. And the little fella, the little homie, baby Najee. What's up, Pay?
Most boring weekend of football, man. But let's get to it.
You're not watching the Pro Bowl?
The what?
The Pro Bowl.
You mean recess?
That's right.
Hey, okay. Hey, Mika was a dog in the what you call it contest though. And where you can hit it, you got to get hit with the ball to get out. What's that called? I always forget what it's called. Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Yeah, I heard somebody say Mika Fitzpatrick was real good at dodgeball.
He was out there killing them, man. He was out there killing them. They couldn't get him out. They couldn't get Mika out.
I didn't see it, but I heard that.
Yeah.
But hey, okay, so let's jump into it. Tell the listeners we're gonna talk about a few different things. We're gonna try and get all this stuff in. We're gonna talk about some names that are gonna move within the North. Maybe some Bengals people. The Bengals might lose. The Ravens might lose. We're not worried about the Browns. We're gonna. I got three questions. One for each homie. I want y'all to just give me your impromptu answer when I ask you the question. We Big G gonna give us a few players' names from the Senior Bowl and the East-West Shrine game. And then we're going to the second half, we're going to do a first-round mock draft. We've already assigned each other teams and stuff. We're going to do a first-round mock draft. And then we're going to get out of here. We're going to say it with your chest, Big G's burner, and doing them dirty. So right now we're just going to jump into B-Dirt, the Bengals, man. We're talking about your team. Who might y'all lose this year? That's a name player, not a tertiary player, not a special teams guy. Who might you have to give up?
Well, you know, the first one that jumps out of everybody's mouth is Jesse Bates. I'm pretty sure it's 100% gone. But there's a couple of ones that, you know, are under the radar that I'm a little concerned about. Hayden Hurst, I think fit well to the team, but I don't think that's a position they're willing to pay over $10 million. And I think that's what he's going to get. I think that's going to be something we draft, and that's going to be kind of how we have handled that position. Then there's some, we might have a cut casualty in Joe Mixon. Would not shock me. He's got 13 to the cap this year. And that could shake things up. And recently I've heard rumblings that T. Higgins is not willing to be a number two, wants to be paid as number one, wants to go to a number one. Yeah. Outside chance I could see him get traded so we don't end up with nothing for him.
Wow, I didn't hear that. He wants to be a number one. See, that, I think that's what happens in sports so much, man. You get these young egos, man, and everybody wants to be the guy. It's supposed to mean
the box office quote here was outrageous.
Yeah,
what he wants to be paid.
Yeah.
So,
hey, BBG, are you switching his number to number five?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
What's that?
He's switching his number to number five next year too.
That was number, right?
Yeah.
That was yeah. 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 So when's he up after this next coming season?
They could have him one more year. This is the fourth year. They could have the fifth year option.
For a team, what is it a fifth year option for him? Because he was a second round pick.
Same year we got Burrow.
Right, but so he's a second round pick, though. I'm saying you don't get a fifth year option on the second
round. Oh, no, so we got him for one more year. That's right.
Okay. So I could see him bringing back more than what the Steelers are talking about if they were to trade Deontay Johnson. I really could.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a pretty special player. I hate to lose him, but you got to pick who you're going to pay. I mean, I've been saying that for weeks now. You know what I mean? Burrow's going to get his bag. Chase is willing to take a little bit less to stay with him, and I think Burrow's willing to take a little bit less. So if there's a few million off of Burrow and a couple million or a million or two off of Chase, that don't give you Higgins. You know what I mean? So you got to fix who that piece is. I think what they'll do is maybe try to find that. Maybe it's Boyd stays, and they try to get a rookie in that outside position and keep that position on a rookie contract for the next, 4 years. Maybe it's
you'll free up a lot of money by letting Bates go and if you cut Mixon, right?
$30 million, yeah.
What about Von? What Almost about Von Bell? Million. Don't you got to pay Von Bell too?
Von Bell is the piece that I think we pay. I don't think we pay Jesse Bates. I think Von Bell is going to come in with a little bit lower price tag. Yeah,
you can pay Von Bell probably $8 million, $9 million.
And to be honest with you, when you look at Pro Football Focus numbers, I know they don't play the exact same position, but Bell outplayed Bates the past 2 years, not one. So, I would sign him. Let Bates do his thing, and that's how I would go about
that. Hey, Big G.
What's right?
Why did Bell outplay Bates?
Buckeye till I die. It's
Buckeye till I die. He's Ohio State Buckeye. Yeah. There it is, B-Dirt.
I'm aware.
Joe Burrow, too. He said it himself.
He also said that was in reference to a quote that he made about being – it's not where you start, it's where you finish. I'm an LSU Tiger. And then he said, "Oh well, Ohio State's always going to be a part of what made me me." That's what he said. So
I'm just messing with you, B Dirt, man. We know you would hate it if your boy was actually really from Ohio State.
No, but, I mean, he's playing for my team right now. I don't care. I'd like him a lot less if he played for the Steelers. I can tell you that.
So quick recap. Joe Mixon might be gone. Jesse Bates is probably going to be gone. Hayden Hurst could be gone.
Probably. I would say probably. I would say 70% chance gone.
Okay, those are some big names. That's some good stuff, man. Pay. We taking you to Baltimore, man. You know what's going on in Baltimore? Like who may be out?
It's Lamar. I don't think it's personally, I don't think it'll happen, but I mean it's not something that's too outrageous to just, you know, throw it away altogether.
Well, the talk today was that the Ravens are gonna put the exclusive franchise tag on them.
Oh yeah, that would be how the league works. You know, you can't sign an important player for your team, you franchise them until you can. I mean, that's pretty common. However, that there is talk, and it's too much talk to just ignore, that they could just, you know, tag and trade, or just trade altogether, and just get and just, you know, cut their losses. I doubt it happens, but you know,
I see the Brock Purdy injury messing up the Ravens' plans. I had a whole plan where the Ravens would trade Lamar Jackson, get a couple of, you know, first round picks, maybe a second round pick, and then turn around and lowball San Francisco for that second round pick and try and get Trey Lance. That was my thinking. But now with Purdy hurt, San Francisco need Trey Lance.
You might get Tom Brady too. You never know.
Tommy Dunn, man. Yeah, Tommy Goat. Tommy Goat done. It ain't Billy Goat no more. It's called Tommy Goat.
We thought he was done like five times in the last 10 years. So
nah, he got on IG and cried and stuff, man, on Twitter. He done. Tommy Goat is done. But well, what about like Calais Campbell? Is he retiring?
It's 50-50 right now with Calais. From everything I've read, he's taking some time to think about it. He hasn't really addressed it too much, but you know, there is some thought that he might step away. You know, he's a little long in the tooth. He's put his work in, and his game is unforgiven. He might. And with that, they have a huge job opportunity opening up for the Ravens. You know, that's somebody that's hard to replace.
Okay. So first things first, the Ravens, see what's up with Lamar. Big G.
It was cracking.
I'm going to give you five names for the Steelers.
Uh-huh.
You can only keep three.
Okay.
Cam Sutton.
Yep.
Demonte Casey.
Uh-huh.
Terrell Edmonds.
Uh-huh.
Miles Jett.
Uh-huh.
The number 99. What's his name? Oh, Ogunjobi, Larry O.
All right.
You keep three out of five.
Yep. Sutton, Miles Jack, and what'd you say number two was?
Demonte Casey.
That's your three. Get rid of the other two.
You keeping Sutton?
Yep.
Miles Jack?
Yep.
And Demonte Casey. You letting Terrell Edmonds walk?
Time to go.
Wow. And Larry Ogunjobi.
Time to go.
Like Kathy agreed with you.
Well, the reason why I say Terrell Edmonds is that I think that, like, because B. Dirt's talking about Von Bell. In my mind, Von Bell is a perfect Steeler. And he's a free agent. Now, whether or not he would ever come to Pittsburgh and play is a different story.
But if we're going to get
a Steeler-type player, Von Bell is a Steeler.
I agree.
I think Terrell Edmonds is a Steeler. Him and Mink have been playing together for 4 years now. There's chemistry there, man.
I feel you. But Von Bell is that guy, dog. Von Bell is definitely a Steeler-type safety, you know, that will come in, lay down big hits, knock people out, make big-time plays.
Why do you keep Casey over Edmonds?
Because I think Edmonds is going to cost too much. I think Edmonds possibly – is going to try to drive the market up for safeties because he really thinks he's all that, especially if he feels he's got leverage to bring his brother in to play with him. You know, if he thinks that, okay, you got to sign me to get my brother, oh, he's pushing the envelope. It's not hometown discount from Edmonds. So, but but he's not going to take the only way he's going to take the low ball bread is if he knows they're going to pay his brother.
What's low ball bread?
$9 million, $10 million.
Oh, that's low. I had him at most getting three years, $22 million.
Nah, he want probably 3 years, 25. That's really what he want. But he'll take.
So that's 8.3. I can see that.
Yeah, that's really what he want.
He's only 25 years old. He's in his prime.
True.
I mean, he's not like Minka. He's not the all pro, but he's solid. He never misses games.
True. Very true.
Makes tackles.
Very true. Very true. But I think like I said, when you look at value of position and what a player has actually done on the field, and you're comparing apples to apples, and you say Von Bell to Terrell Edmonds, I would take Von Bell. But the issue is, can you sign Von Bell? So I think the market is going to have safeties there available that could come in and play. And
I think I'm with Jennifer, right? I keep Sutton, yeah, Terrell Edmonds, and Miles Jack. Yeah. I mean, KZ was a late add last offseason. Larry Ogunjobi came in training camp. I think we draft D-line somewhere, yeah, maybe try and pick another D-line up. But, you know, it's all opinionated.
Yeah, if they can't get the Edmonds brother, his brother gonna drive up the cost. Believe me or no, this is about him. So, but if he can get his brother, he'll take that low ball contract if his brother comes into play. So, well, which I would love, you know, I would love that, you know.
His brother, the cap casualties, could pay. So I think you renegotiate with Miles Jack. He has a
true
cap hit of $11 million. I think you can say, Miles, we want you here. Cut that in half.
Yeah,
2 years, $11 million.
I would give him 3 and 15. I would. I'd pay him 3 and 15.
You probably could do that. I mean, he probably worth that.
Yeah.
Then get Terrell Edmonds off the money you say from cutting William Jackson.
Yeah.
That's $12 million. You can get rid of Mitch.
Yep.
That's $8 million.
Yep.
Who else can you get rid of? You probably can get rid of.
Well, you got to remember, we also Derek got a White? 12. Right. We also got, yeah, Derek Walk maybe, but maybe not. But we also got a $12 million increase in the cap this year in the NFL.
Right.
So that $12 million is going to make a big difference with signing a big-time player, you know, where we didn't have money to scramble with. Hey, the NFL just handed us $12 million.
But
we could do some things.
But first, we got to clean up our own house, though. We got to
agree.
Get our own stuff together.
Agree. Yeah.
But, okay. So, we talked about the quick teams in the Northern, who may be coming, who may be going. So I got some questions for you guys. Who wants the first question? Raise your hand, gentlemen.
I'll take it.
All right, Big G.
Yeah.
What do the Dallas Cowboys do with Dak Prescott?
They have to sit and wait on him. They can't do anything with him. Nobody's going to trade for Dak Prescott. Nobody's going to do it. He's too expensive. He makes Joe Burrow. He makes Patrick Mahomes money. He makes $45 million a year. So nobody's going to trade for that for a scrub quarterback. Not just a marginal. He's a scrub.
Why you call Dak a scrub?
He's a scrub. I mean, I call him trash all whatever else, but he's a scrub. His ceiling is freaking Kirk Cousins. He's not going to win a Super Bowl unless you get an astronomical pieces around him. So nobody's going to trade for that. So the issue is, what do you do if you're Dallas? If I'm Dallas, I draft a quarterback soon. In the first round or second round this year, I get a guy that's going to push him. If not, then you got to really load up and get pieces all around him. And that means you're going to have to pay. So would they be in the business to try to trade Cincinnati for a T. Higgins? Do they go after a D. Hopkins in Arizona? Do they start bringing in big-time pieces to get around him to make him better? Because his ceiling is Kirk Cousins. He's not doing anything else but get you to the first round of the playoffs and lose.
Do Dallas fall back next year? They was 12-5 this year.
Oh, of course. 10-6. 11-6 max. 11-6 max. But 10-7, yeah, around that range. Unless they get pieces could elevate them way high.
B Dirt, your question, man. You ready?
Shoot.
Where will we see Aaron Rodgers playing next year?
where will we see Aaron Rodgers play next year? I really where he should go and where he can go are two different things to me. I don't know how he can get to San Francisco. I don't think they've got enough. The Raiders could get him, but gun to my head, I say he plays in Green Bay or nowhere.
I don't think nowhere's an option, not for $60 million on the table. I mean, I can get down with Green Bay, but nowhere is not an option.
He's a strange cat.
He is a strange cat. You a strange cat, B Dirt. But we love you, man.
Thank you. But I just don't think. You look at who's got that cap space and who's got commodity to trade. Where's that fit? It's tough.
I saw where the Jets are pushing hard. I don't know if he'll go there.
The reason why I don't think he'll go there. The whole animosity thing with George Brett, I don't think he goes the same. Or Brett Favre,
the baseball player. Oh, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, the same. The animosity of following in Brett Favre's footsteps. I think he's petty enough not to go to the Jets.
I think he's petty too. But if he goes there and win and gets into the Super Bowl, he's done something Brett Favre didn't do.
Well, but Brett Favre started off 8-2. Looked good. Okay, yeah,
they did.
He got hurt. He got concussed.
That's when he went to Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. After the Jets. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know. We'll end with Brett Favre later, thanks to Pay. But Pay, question to you. You ready?
Let's do it.
What will the 49ers do with their quarterback situation?
So they got an opening for coming up with, because they're letting go of Jimmy G. Now they got two guys that won't be ready for training camp. So I think they're in the drafting somebody, say day two of the draft, maybe late fourth round. Well, let me not late. Yeah, late fourth round, maybe high fifth, maybe. And just having them out there because they're a contending team. They can't just, you know, wait on guys. So they got to go. And they're not in a position to bring in one of these higher guns like Carr, Aaron, or I'm blanking on the name you just asked. Anyway, they can't bring in one of these higher vets. They cost too much, and they already got two guys one guy that they want to be a starter, another guy who could be a starter. So
hey, they don't have to draft the quarterback in the fourth or fifth round. We got a Mitch form for a fourth or fifth round pick.
Yeah, but see, John Lynch isn't dumb. So he won't take Mitch. So I think they'd rather just go ahead and grab somebody real fast, you know, coach him up. Hey, can you get us week 7, hopefully? And you know, roll with that, and maybe by that time Trey Lance is ready.
Yeah. Josh Dobbs could get the 49ers to the Super Bowl. That is for real, man. Thank you, Ali Howard, for sure.
He could play good in that system. I do agree with that, but I don't know if the experience is there to go that far.
Yeah.
But Purdy had just won 7 games in the NFC Championship, so who knows, right?
Right. Definitely a fit.
Okay, so those are the questions I wanted to ask you guys just to kind of touch on some things around the league. Big G.
Yeah.
You are a resident college expert, man. Much like our Mel Kiper.
Well, Mel Kiper. Okay, I'll take it. I sit in the mock rooms, though, a lot. I do a lot of studying. I do a lot of film search, man. I'm going to have something going on the Know-It-Alls podcast, and I'm going to be on the Max and Juan podcast on the West Coast doing their mock draft live. So,
much like our Andrew Wilbar here at BTSC. Yeah. I wanted to get you guys together, man. You know a lot about the prospects, a lot about these upcoming players.
Yeah.
But, man, so we got the East-West Shrine game going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Senior Bowl going on. Practice been going on all week. Practice is the important thing.
Yeah.
A lot of the uh, a a lot of the team's coaches and scouts and assistant coaches descended down on Mobile, Alabama and Las Vegas to watch these players. Give us a couple names, man. I don't know much about the East-West Shrine Game. I've been paying a lot more attention to the Senior Bowl. But give us a couple names, man. Drop a couple nuggets from the East-West Shrine Game.
Well, there's a player in that East-West Shrine Game that, you know, if the Steelers – you know, let me say this about Pittsburgh. Ever since – I mean, all the way back in the Bill Cowher days, but definitely in the Mike Tomlin era, Pittsburgh traditionally gets a receiver in that third or fourth round that comes in and makes a huge difference and actually becomes, and sometimes, a good to great player for us. You know, if you think about back to the days of Young Money, when we had Emmanuel Sanders and Mike Wallace and all, those guys were third and fourth round picks that all got together and did something great for Pittsburgh. So I think I identified a kid that possibly could be a Steeler kid from that Shrine Bowl. His name is A.T. Perry. He's a wide receiver out of Wake Forest University. Good size, good speed. But in the practices, he has shown that his draft stock might have, based on what he does at the combine and his 40 speed, he possibly could jump up into that second round. So, but you know, traditionally, every year, there's a player that's a second round, third round, seventh, second, third round grade that drops to that third and fourth. And that's normally what a Steeler score.
I like that. He reminds me a lot of, until I know what his speed is, body type reminds me a lot of Martavius Bryant.
Absolutely.
Because he's 6'5", 205.
Yeah. Between a Martavius Bryant and a Plaxico Burress type, you know, but I gotta see what his 40 speed is. If he's 4.57, 4.56 down, oh yeah, this kid's worth it. Because in practice, there's nobody can stop him. In practice, he's literally out there killing him. So I like him. I like BJ Thompson, an edge rusher, that he sort of puts me in the mindset of
where's he from? Old,
TCU. BJ Thompson. But he sort of puts me in a mindset of a traditional outside linebacker edge rusher for the Steelers. So, you know, and in my mind, in Pittsburgh, you can never have enough edge rushers because it seems like somebody always gets hurt. So, I mean, all the way back, if you count back years and years ago, we always lose the edge rusher here or there. So getting another guy in there that can actually put pressure on the quarterback and that 3-4 defense fits for me. You know, and then the last thing I will say,
where do you think he'd be going at though?
Probably maybe the fourth round.
Okay.
Maybe the fourth round.
I would say, but if you're gonna get depth at that position, fourth or fifth, because you cornerback and middle linebacker, offensive line, you gotta get at least two of those three shored up, right?
Yeah. Agree. And now the last guy that might seem crazy and all is all get up.
At the Shrine is
Jake Moody. The kicker from Michigan, man, is out there clowning. He's out there clowning. I seen the kid in like a game simulation thing kick a 68-yard field goal. I saw him do it on live on the little practice things.
B-Dirt.
Like, what the he got, heck he is got going
that kind
on?
Of leg. I know that's your squad. He got that kind of leg, B-Dirt. Yeah,
he can get 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this kid could kick that ball. So I'm not saying that the Steelers would draft him, or maybe if it's like a seventh round draft pick, but I mean that's a definite upgrade at kicker, you know, which no
over Bonds.
Hey man, this kid can kick, man. I mean, I'm not saying he's Justin Tucker.
Well, Bonds is like right behind Justin Tucker.
Bonds can't kick no 60-yard field goal.
This he kicked kid a 58-yard field goal.
Boz ain't consistently kicking them 60s. This kid, I saw him line up in the practice and kick 12 60-yard field goals in a row. I saw him do it. In the thing, 12 in a row. He kicked 12 in a row. Didn't miss. So, you know, this kid's got a leg, man. So, you know, seventh round, maybe once they go free agency for the draft, but definitely look at Jake Moody from Michigan, man. Definitely.
Okay, yeah. D-Generation X talking about Emmanuel Sanders played his best ball in Denver. I think he did, but that was just because he got more opportunity. He was the man behind Darius Thomas. When he came to Pittsburgh, he was trying
loaded.
Mike Lawless, Antonio Brown. I think Hines might have still been around for
sure was.
A little bit of that.
Yeah.
I think Claude's asking about your first round draft pick here.
Yeah, we about to do a mock in just a minute. We about to go to break. Let me see. No, go ahead, BG. We got to get a couple players from the Senior Bowl. Well, Tomlin down there rubbing elbows. Y'all know how Mike T do.
Yeah, man, I just seen so much film where Tomlin is in different drills and then in a live practice simulation.
Hey, question.
And I'm seeing eyeball players. You know.
Question, real quick.
Yeah.
Denver just traded a first and a second. To the Saints for Sean Payton.
Correct.
Would Tomlin bring back more?
Absolutely. Tomlin will get you two first rounds, probably two second rounds, and maybe a pick after that.
We're going a little too far, BG. It's a coach, man. Maybe two first rounds.
Tomlin's going to get that, bro. Tomlin top five in the league, period. Coach-wise.
Hey, B-Dirt. Be dirt. We got a big G burner early.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Does this burner go for a 2022 season, or is this a league year new burner?
I'm talking about Mike Tomlin. Jeez, Mike Tomlin. And we'll never get rid of him, and which I thank God, because we got more stability in coaching than any NFL franchise. We've had three coaches in 60-something years. So get up out of here. Mike Tomlin handles his business, but – If he decided that we would go, we'd get two first rounds easy.
I believe two.
Probably 2 seconds. Nah, you get it.
You're going too far.
Oh, well.
But anyway, tell us about the Shrine Bowl people real quick.
All right, so I got my eye on like
three people. Or two offense, two defense. How about that?
I'll just give you three. Just three, okay. Just in general. All right. So Ivan Pace, linebacker, University of Cincinnati. Tate.
Sleeper.
If we don't get Campbell, because that's my guy, I designated in the third round.
You like
if we
Jack.
Don't get Jack Campbell from Iowa, I want Ivan Pace. I want Ivan Pace to run and to sit up in that middle linebacker slot. He is James Ferrier. That is his position. That's his comp. He plays like James Ferrier. So I like him a lot. I like Ivan Pace, man. Love him. Right?
Okay.
Second guy is who I think will get a first round grade, but will drop to the second round. Rashidi Rice, wide receiver, SMU. Oh. I like Rashidi Rice, man. I like
him a lot. I watched some tape on him.
Rashidi Rice is a bad boy.
6'2", 205, real smooth.
Yeah, and this kid could run us into 4.4s. This kid could run a 4.42, 4.41, and he don't miss passes. So, you know, I like Rashidi Rice a lot, and I know Mike Tomlin is watching it, right? My other guy, he got hurt. He got a concussion, but it's Deontay Jones, right tackle out of Ohio State University. Before his concussion hit, this kid was down there mauling people, and Mike Tomlin was going crazy in his drills and on a one-on-one. He was running up, slapping him on the back. That's what I'm talking about, big fella. That's what, you know, going off, and I actually saw the tape of it. So Deontay Jones might be a guy that the Steelers target in the third round, maybe even fourth round. DeJuan Jones, right?
Oh,
tackle.
From Ohio State.
Yeah, right tackle from he. So he's his measurables at the thing was 6'8", 375. He had a 90-inch wingspan, and his feet are solid.
Big dude.
His feet are solid, man. So
I've seen him going as late as the third round too.
Yes,
I've saw that too, but I think he might have played himself up now. He's not going to play in the game because he got a concussion.
Yes.
But depending on how he fares at the combine, he could move all the way up to the late first, early second.
Yeah, but 6'8", 375, and got a 90-inch wingspan with feet. This kid got feet, man. So I'm like, man. And Tomlin is salivating over this kid, man. He loves him. So, you know, that's definitely some targets out there to look for the Pittsburgh Steelers, man.
Well, I'm going to share one with you. I think he performed well at the practices. Cornerback, which I think we could maybe get him in the third round. I think he's the comp for this guy is Wooten that the Seattle got last year, and that's Julius Brents.
Yes,
from Kansas State, 6'4", 210.
Yeah,
moves like a small corner.
Yeah, yeah. They said he's 4'4". They said he's 4.41, 4.42. So we'll see.
If he's 6'4", 210, and 4.4,
yeah,
first round.
They said he's 4.41, 4.42. That's what they said. So we're gonna see. But that's what they said his speed is.
I like that kid. Last question. You don't much care for Drew Sanders, right?
Not really, but go ahead with your question.
No, that's my question. You don't much care for Drew Sanders.
Nah, I don't like him. I don't like him as a player. I just don't think he's got us. You know, I like some guys, you can look at them and they're not Steeler pedigree. I don't see his Steeler pedigree. I don't see him matching, but that's just me. Yeah, Claude Bishop want to know about Christian Gonzalez. Claude, I don't like Christian. I'm just gonna flat out tell you.
I like Christian. Gonzalez. I think he's the best pure.
Why
cover
do you
corner.
Not like him?
Yeah.
Tell me an Oregon player that's flourished in the NFL outside of this Thibodeau kid from that just went to the Giants. Give me one.
Justin Herbert.
That's a quarterback. I'm talking about a defensive player. Give me Panay, a defensive player.
I was
going
to say Penei Sewell, but never mind. Go ahead.
Penei Sewell ain't really flourished worse. He's played decent, but he's also been hurt and injured a lot. So give me an Oregon player. Yeah, Penei Sewell missed half the season.
He's been in Pro Bowl.
Penei Sewell, not this year, but the year before, missed half the season, man. Penei Sewell is, I'm telling you, he's got a heck of a coach and he's getting coached up. But you can't give me a defensive player from Oregon that's a dog. So I'm always suspect on Pac-12 defensive players. I'm always – the last guy that I was sold on 100% was Troy Polamalu. I've been suspect
there
on every
go.
Pac-12.
There you go,
every
Claude.
Every Pac-12. I don't want Joey.
I'm starting to like Devin Witherspoon better.
Yeah, I don't want Joey.
But let's take a quick break and come back. We'll get into our mock draft and run through it real quick.
Hey, this is the part where we don't talk.
Yeah, so just I can put you on. Pay yourself on mute. That works. So give me 10 seconds from right now. We're going to break. Thanks.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And we're back. Welcome to the Homies Podcast on the BTSC Network. Got the homies in here, B-Dirt, Big G, and Pay. And fellas, we're about to do our mock draft 1.0 for everybody here. We're going to try and run through it real fast. Don't be too long-winded in your picks. We've already assigned teams. I think the first pick on the clock is the Chicago Bears, and that pick goes to the one and only – the literally one and only Chicago Bears fan.
In the world. In the whole world, Craig. In the world.
Hey, what's up, man? Who you got?
We're trading this pick back to the Colts.
Well, the Colts got to want to trade with you.
They're taking the trade. So we're trading this pick back to the Colts. The Colts are on the clock.
That ain't me.
And the Colts are taking C.J. Stroud.
Pay just did himself.
He did. Okay. So on your platforms, you got to propose the trade. So trade with the Colts.
Well, I didn't do that.
I did.
No, I'll do it. I'll keep the main one. Trades with Chicago Bears. And current, we get four. They get one. And what else? What else are the Colts giving up to come up?
Five picks.
Five. Come on, man. Be realistic so we can get them to go
picks.
Through.
Five so we picks. Get,
okay.
We're swapping the first round. We're getting this third and two future and three futures.
We'll worry about
it. So I'll just put it in. It don't matter. I got you.
Yeah, we'll worry about that next year. Well, they said that trade was declined.
Decline. It sure did. It said trade decline.
Listen, it's going to happen.
Okay,
I'll make it work. I'll make it work.
I'll just put C.J. Stroud there. Okay, so pick number two, the Houston Texans on the clock.
That Houston Texans is not me. Who is that?
That's me. It's D-Dirt. Hold on. I'm trying to get this set. I wasn't ready. During prep, we could have just been told that we were going to trade it and had it all set up. Nah.
Yeah, pay could have did. You know it's always
I
pay.
Did, I told you all, I'm trading that.
B-Dirt, make your pick, man. Trail.
B-Dirt makes a pick for the Houston Texans because I care. Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama.
Bryce Young. Good pick. I think that's a realistic pick. Okay, the Cardinals.
Yeah, this is where it gets ugly for me.
You got the Cardinals too. Okay.
I got the Cardinals. The third pick. Oh, man. I can't believe I'm going to do it. I talked about this before, and I thought it was crazy. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Bijan Robinson going off the board at number three.
Whoa. Whoa.
I think he's a generational talent. And I think he makes a big splash. The Cards need some cornerback help and some edge help. Some of the center and guard I think they can get later. And I think that the cornerbacks are really deep in this draft. I think you can pick up some good ones in the second, third round.
You're the guy that every fantasy manager hates during preseason.
Wow.
Okay, Pay. Chicago on the clock. Pick four.
We're taking Will Anderson at number four.
Okay. Hold on. Will Anderson.
There's the generational talent on the defensive side. That's what we do. Taking Will Anderson.
You know what's funny? He's one of the guys that are mainstream that I think is overrated.
I don't disagree that he might be a tad, super over
Seattle Seahawks on the clock with the number five pick. Seattle Seahawks take Tyree Wilson, edge rusher, Texas Tech.
That's a burner, dog. That's your pick?
Yeah.
I agree with Big G.
I think I know how Seattle want to build their team, man.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll want to get back to that young Legion of Doom.
Hey, there's a burner going on in Detroit right now. I don't know who's got them coming up, but who they're leaning towards is they're overvaluing somebody here at pick six is what I'm hearing.
So who's Seattle? You took who, Tate?
I have the Lions too. I'm sorry.
So would you take a Seattle one more time? I'm sorry.
Tyree Wilson.
Wow.
So pick six, the Detroit Lions. Man. I'm going to jump out there and say the Detroit Lions trying to shore up that.
DX, he's been spitting facts in the chat all night. Just wanted to point that out.
Okay. What did he say?
Oh, he said something about Tay being – or Pay being right.
Exactly.
Pay's take being right. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. DX obviously like strange dudes. but I don't see how the Detroit Lions cannot take Jalen Carter with the number six pick.
I agree. That's a good pick for them.
So Jalen Carter is who you took?
Yep. It's all you, Big G, the Raiders, on the clock.
The Los Angeles Raiders select defensive end Miles Murphy from the Clemson Tigers at the number seven pick.
Okay. Atlanta on the clock. That's Pay.
Atlanta is taking – So Atlanta needs
yes.
a lot. Atlanta needs a lot. They don't have I think they're going to start with Will Levis. That's why they need to take it.
Nice, quarterback, nice. Kentucky. Quarterback, Kentucky. Okay.
I can see that. Okay, pick nine, the Panthers.
That ain't me.
The Panthers.
It's me. Okay. So it's me. Pick nine. I have the Panthers taking the reach, but they need a quarterback to groom. I think they maybe bring Bradford back for 1 year and let Frank White work on polishing Anthony Richardson, quarterback from Florida.
That's a high pick too, Tate. But I feel
it you. Is. But yeah. Quarterbacks always are reached.
You're correct. I agree.
I mean, they passed Kenny Pickett last year.
Yeah, they did. They sure did. We're number 10.
The Raiders again.
Miles 10. Murphy. Miles Murphy was the Raiders pick from Clemson.
Pick 10. Wait. Yeah, pick 10 is the Eagles. I have the Eagles too. Okay. So I got Philly potentially losing Bradbury this year.
Yep.
The corner. They signed him to a 1-year deal.
Yep.
So to keep them on track going where they're going, I got them picking up Joey Porter Jr.
Yep.
Cornerback from Penn State.
He won't get past 10. That's why I keep telling the Steelers fans he's not getting past 10 in Philadelphia. In real life, he's not getting past 10 in Philadelphia.
That's who I'm hearing maybe at 6.
Yeah. Titans, Big G, you got the Titans pick.
Tennessee Titans select offensive tackle Paris Johnson, Ohio State University.
That's a good pick because Taylor Lewan about to be a cap casualty.
Correct.
That's he might end up. He might him. End up in Pittsburgh, except for the fact that him and TJ got into it and he spit in TJ's face.
Correct. Correct.
And then Bud and TJ is waiting outside the bus waiting on him.
Yep. But he could be. He could be a Steeler. Could be.
All right. Pick 12. The Houston Texans back on them. That must be B Dirt.
Yep. That is. And I think the Texans are going to take Quentin Johnson, wide receiver, TCU.
Nice pick.
Bryce Young and Quentin. Ooh.
Nice pick.
Ooh.
Yeah, they need some offense.
Yeah.
I think D'Amico Ryan will come in and make a difference on defense. Plus, they got a lot more picks coming up in this draft.
True.
Yes, they did.
True.
The Jets pick.
The New York Football Jets pick Jackson Smith and Juka, wide receiver, Ohio State. Mm. To pair with Garrett Wilson, to pair with Elijah Moore, to pair with Breece Hall,
and they bring a wide receivers up there in New York.
That's going to give them Breece Hall running back. So that's going to give them their 11 personnel, and they bring a quarterback in, and let's get the thing done.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go out here and say this. That's who I was going to take at 14 for the Patriots.
Mm. Oh, that would have been a good pick for the Patriots.
I also think that there's zero chance the Jets take him.
Okay.
He may be off the board before 14, but I don't think it's going to be the Jets. That's
why it's called a mock.
So I really think that Patriots are going to go offense on this one because of what they've had going on the past couple years. I'm going to stick with an offensive player here. Next best wide receiver, Jordan Addison.
I pray to God that happens. I pray to God because, Tate, you know why. I pray that the Patriots take Jordan Addison.
You don't want the Steelers to get him.
There's somebody I want Pittsburgh to get, but keep going. Keep going. I ain't loading
pick,
it up.
Pick 15, the Green Bay Packers on the clock.
That's you, Big G.
No, I ain't the Packers. I'm the Packers.
You are the Packers.
I'm not the Packers.
Big G's the Packers.
Green Bay Packers select defensive tackle Brian Bresee, Clemson. Green Bay has not taken a first-round offensive player in forever, and they ain't great starting now. Brian Bresee, defensive tackle, Clemson. Wow.
Especially if Aaron Rodgers is gone.
Correct.
They're just going to let them young people come up together.
Yep.
Which one of you jokers are picking for the Steelers, by the way?
I'm picking 17, Big G picking 32.
I'm telling you right now, if you don't pick who he wants at 17, he's going to murder you on this show. It's going to be great.
Tate got it, man. I trust him on this one, man.
He's going to throw a temper tantrum.
Hey, the Washington Commanders on the clock.
Commanders. They've got a good defense. I think they can stay away from that. Their offense could be better. They need a quarterback. I don't think they reach to go grab the last remaining quarterback. I think they do that in free agency. So I think – they're going to go ahead, I think, a tackle. Peter Ski from Northwestern.
Yeah, good pick.
His name's not Ski. His name's Skoronski.
Yeah, Skoronski. Yeah.
You weren't going to see me say it.
Okay. Pick 17. Our Pittsburgh Steelers are on the clock. And some good players still left out here. Cam Smith, Keely Ringo, corner still out there. Pay took a potential tackle to the Commanders, right? But I'm one I might have been looking at. I'm going to shake some things up, man. I'm going to get Kenny Pickett a weapon and going to help in the run game and trust that we can get corner at pick 32 or 49 and a D-line or offensive lineman at 32 or 49. So I'm going to take from tight end from Notre Dame, Michael Mayer.
Woo, that's my pick. That's my pick, man.
I knew it was. That's my pick.
Yes, sir. Got to get him. Got to get him, man. I'm sold 100% on that pick for the Steeler fans out there. We get Meyer if he's available. Pittsburgh, we got some stuff going on with Robert and him. We got some stuff going on.
I like it. I like the flexibility it offers with, you know, different chain up the personnel. Yep. But, okay, we'll talk about it. Big G, pick 18, the Lions. You're on the clock.
The Detroit Lions select cornerback Christian Gonzalez, Oregon University.
I can see that one really happening, too. Okay. The Buccaneers, B. Dirt.
Buccaneers.
Tom, bro, I think they might have a fire sale.
With the 19th pick, select safety out of Alabama, Brian Branch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think safety would be good, too, because I think they're going to lose one of their safeties. Mm-hmm. Okay. Seahawks on the clock. That's me. Oh, man. Pick 20. We're going to get somebody opposite of we're going to add to that defense again in Seattle. I said they're trying to make Legion of Boom part two. We're going to take safety Antonio Johnson out of Texas. 6'3", 200, Texas A&M. Yeah, I'm sorry. Texas A&M. Chargers on the clock.
21st pick for the Chargers. Offensive tackle Broderick Jones, Georgia.
Nice pick. So solidify Herbert's protection. I like that. Got him going with the other dude they got a couple years ago from Northwestern. Pay, Baltimore Ravens on the clock.
Baltimore needs offense. And remaining in the first round prospects, it's not very much. Everything's really been snatched up. So in a perfect world, they would just trade, you know, they would try to, you know, trade up. But they're gonna reach. They're gonna go get Josh Downs.
Oh,
wide receiver North Carolina.
Wow, that's a big reach.
Well, he's a 32nd overall ranked player. He picked at 22. It's a little reach.
Yeah.
B. Dirt, the Vikings on the clock. Pick 23.
Vikings need to shore up that defense. We're going to go Cam Smith, South Carolina quarterback.
Cam Smith?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think they did need defense. Okay. The Jags on the verge of being a perennial playoff team. Who has the Jags? I have the Jags. Okay. Wow. I got a feeling the Jags are going to lose Evan Engram in free agency. They franchise tagged him last year. I agree, Jen. I hope he can too. I'm going to take four. It's going to be a reach too, but I think it's a position of need. Give me tight end Darnell Washington from Georgia.
Oh, if they get him. It's going to be some problems in Jacksonville, man.
Yes, he's a nice player.
Yeah.
New York Giants on the clock, pick 25.
All right, pick 25, New York Giants. And I'm taking this guy over who I originally had in the mock draft because I think his attitude is fitting in with what they're doing over there on defense. Give me Keely Ringo, cornerback, Georgia.
Mm. Nice pick.
Good pick.
I think it's great value with that pick, but I also think the Giants need an offensive weapon. But like Pay said, they all off the board.
They do, but they're major. Don't reach. Take the
right. Yeah, right. You're right.
And quarterback is a weakness still.
You could be a GM. Dallas Cowboys on the clock. Big G.
Whew.
Picking for your brother here, man.
So the guy that he wanted was Bijan Robinson. He thought he was going to slide. Bijan's going to go early. I'm not going to do him dirty. Be dirty and pick a kicker, man. All right. So there's a guy that's done fail in this draft that we've been talking about that actually's got a top 10 grade. Linebacker Drew Sanders, University of Arkansas. Put him in the middle. Get rid of Van Olafen. Plug this kid in the middle. Now you ain't got to move Micah Parsons around, and you play football.
Wow, okay. All right, the Bills are on the clock. I'm picking for the Bills. From the way the Bengals torched the Bills, and the Bills are losing a secondary piece, one of their safeties, either Poyer or the other guy, I'm going to have the Bills take Devin Witherspoon.
Oh.
Cornerback, Illinois.
Yeah.
B Dirt, picking for your Bengals.
Man, oh man. I wanted his brother a couple years ago. I'm gonna take linebacker Oregon, Noah Sewell.
Wow. B Dirt, I can tell you ain't been paying no attention. Sewell got a third round mock grade on him as of now. But I feel you. I feel you.
And this, he's the 31st ranked player. He picking 28. It's equal value there. And if it's a position of need, because they're gonna lose Pratt.
I'm God's honest truth. Not one of the four players I had picked out. I don't know. Trenton Simpson is probably who I should have picked.
He's small. He's small. He like 6'2", 220.
We don't need edge. We're not going to take a running back there. JL Skinner, maybe.
Nice safety.
If I want to do a redo, that might be where I go, but.
The pick is in. Big G, the Saints on the clock. Let's go. We got about 6-7 minutes.
The New Orleans Saints select defensive end Noah Smith, University of Georgia.
Noah Smith.
Nolan Smith.
Defensive end, University of Georgia.
That's a reach. He ranked 45 on this platform.
Georgia Bulldogs can be reached for.
Yeah, he been.
The Saints didn't have a first round pick until a few days ago. So they're still getting
good value. That's the Sean Payton pick.
Yep.
Okay, so the Kansas City Chiefs. That's me.
Yep.
Okay, Kansas City is gonna they got all young secondary last year, got some linebackers. I think Kansas City can always use an offensive lineman. So I'm going to take Anton Harrison, offensive tackle.
It's a good pick.
Oklahoma. Got to keep Patrick Mahomes protected.
They're going to lose Brown this offseason. And he was their worst link anyway.
Philly. That's me too, isn't it? I'm the one slowing this up. Pick number 31. The Eagles take Miles Sanders as a free agent. They can let him walk. And they might even be more explosive if they pick up Jahmyr Gibbs, running back, Alabama.
Good pick.
Okay, Big G. Pick number 32, the Pittsburgh Steelers, all yours.
Pick number 32. I've been ramping and raving about this guy on the homie show for the last 2 weeks. The Pittsburgh Steelers select Siaka Aka, defensive tackle. Baylor University.
I like that pick. Big run stuffer. Draw 2-3 bodies. Keep the linebackers clean.
Yep.
Okay, pick number 42. We're going to get since the Browns have a pick. They in our division. We're gonna let you pick for them and pick number 42, man. What do you think they need?
They need, they wanted to go speed on defense. That ain't work out for them. They got ran all over and bullied all season. I think they're going to go ahead and grab a linebacker. I'm looking at Henry Tutu, Alabama.
You're a good pick.
This is a good pick. If he's there at 42, we cut off at 32. But
right. I mean,
for the sake of this mock draft, he's there. So good pick. It is a good pick, right, though. Okay, so Man, that's the mock draft. That was fun. I think you guys did a good job. We got some good players on the team. Teams we really knew a lot about. Big G, you like the mayor and Siaki pick?
If we land them two, we're on our way to having an A grade for a draft. If we land mayor and Aki with those two picks, we're on our way to an A grade for the draft. We drafted two players that can play for us for 10 to 15 years, barring injury.
Mark is right. The Browns do need defense. That's what Pay took. Yeah. But okay, so Big G.
Hey, my draft was trash for the Bengals. But I knew if I waited more than 13 seconds, even though all five of my options that I had down were gone, got taken early, that tape, hurry up.
and the train is on schedule. Right. So
you're the only one that were holding us up.
Right.
Really?
Who got them? Man, oh, that's me.
Pay always the one holding us up, man. Even if it's me, it's because of Pay. But Big G.
Yeah, what's happening?
Give us a burner for the week, man.
Shoulders, that's all.
Give us a burner?
Yeah.
All right, I got a great burner. The Pittsburgh Steelers will trade Deontay Johnson to the New York Football Giants for a second and fourth round pick in this year's upcoming NFL draft.
Wow.
Deontay Johnson is on his way out of Pittsburgh.
Man, you know when you say a burner, it could be something that's kind of realistic.
That's good. Deontay Johnson is probably going to get traded.
I believe you if you would have said a second or a fourth round.
No, not fourth. If he had stopped at a second.
If he had said second or fourth, I'd have been like, okay.
Yeah, Deontay Johnson to the Giants for a second and a fourth.
Keep it going. Y'all already straightened, giving away receivers and getting way back more than they deserve.
We hit a lick once. We ended up giving up Claypool for Siaka.
Hey,
you got your Huckleberry twice.
Go find another one.
PFF had Deontay Johnson ranked the number five wide receiver in the league at getting open. Now, this ain't about catching the ball, getting open.
Yeah.
Idiots are born every day.
Be dirty. I mean, do somebody dirty, man.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna get a little deep here. So the Bengals, I talked about this, kind of in depth last week. I've been hit by the broom too many times. You know, we did the whole say it with your chest thing. I joked around. I said, you know, we're gonna win the Super Bowl, which obviously we didn't. I did say off air that I thought all four teams had a pretty much a coin toss chance. I still think that way going into this game. But I also talked about trash talk. I think trash talk's a part of the game. I liked it back and forth amongst the players. Even when you hear Joe Burr after, you know, get interviewed and say, hey, it's part of the fun. They know how much we respect them. We know how much they respect us. Just a little trash talk. But some of the stuff online that I've seen, Bengals fans flipping off Kansas City signs, the mayor talking trash, that's not your spot. Stay in your lane. Talk trash to your friends. That's what we do constantly, all day.
Yeah, I get tired of you guys.
Don't go throwing it on social media, acting a fool. All you're doing is showing your arse. Don't do it. Let the teams that are playing talk trash to each other. We just root for our teams. That's it.
Nice hard R there, B Dirt.
Arse. Hey, Pay, man. You go ahead, man. We don't have Pay's parlay no more, man, which is lucky for you and the people that listen to you.
Keep your money this week, folks.
But Pay, go ahead and say something with your chest, man. Stick your chest out, Aaron, is what I'm saying, I guess.
Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers, they're posturing again. That's all they're doing is wasting our time. They're the new age, all of my children. They're just a soap opera. This is what's going to happen. He's going to be in green and gold again next year. That's what is going to happen. They're just going to drag this out and take and just be, you know, attention seeking. Double H O R E S. That's all they're doing. 2023 starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
O-R-E-N.
40-year-old. Book it.
Book it. Okay. So you're saying that with your chest?
Big G's muted. This is great.
He muted himself.
I said 12 is in Packer land. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay. Well, man, fellas, this was a great show, man. Have fun. We had our first mock one draft 1.0. Probably wait another 3 or 4 weeks. The combine not the end of this month. So maybe right after the combine we go again.
Yeah.
But this just gets us started, gets us with some ideas. But hey, thanks everybody for watching. Everybody in the live chat, everybody in Steeler Nation, thanks for joining us. The Homie Podcast, this will be our regular time now on Friday evenings. Tony has a schedule change where he's not doing the Friday night six-pack right now. So we're on Friday evenings. Be sure to check us out. This is the one-stop shop for all your Steelers news, be it YouTube podcast, audio podcast. The BTSC website has great articles. All the guys have – whoever writes has great writings. I'm in the Slack channel. I get to see previews of all this stuff and stuff. They got a lot of good stuff going on, man. So be sure to check it out. So until next week, for B Dirt, Big G, and Pay, take us home.
Like Claude said, arrest Brett Favre yesterday.
Later, guy.
When I know that it can never really be the same, how could I move forward when I keep looking backward? I'm just standing still. How?